And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one. That'd be Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, we're going to the phones right away. So I'm in the first part of the Triple Dipper. I call it the politics of asphalt. And somebody who has been kind of in the mix on some of that here of late is our Lieutenant Governor, Will Ainsworth. Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth first served in the Alabama House of Representatives. He hails from the Gunnersville area. He ran for election to statewide office as Lieutenant Governor, is now in his second term, and we're glad to have him on the show again. Hey, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Phil. Always good to be on the show.
Hey, thanks so much for making time. Hey, listen, before I even get into the politics of asphalt, I got to ask you, kind of on a separate subject, though, but last Friday, the grocery tax repeal began, and so groceries were a penny less per dollar, and you've been pretty vocal about wanting to see it, you know, pretty much the tax done away with. Talk to us about that for a second.
Yeah, it was a start. We started off with our grocery tax repeal, trying to remove, the entire amount, and as you know, in the legislature, sometimes you don't get everything you want. We ended up passing, it was $350 million plus tax cut, largest tax cut. 1 cent went into effect now, or last Friday, and then the next cent will go into effect next year, as long as we have growth in the ETF, which it looks like we will. You know, my goal is go ahead and let's just eliminate the state sales tax on grocery 100%. And I think we can do that. And, you know, my goal is to hopefully get that done before I'm out as lieutenant governor. And, it'd be over $700 million tax cut for the people of Alabama. And then it really just goes back to my thought on government is government grows. We need to give tax cuts to people, not continue to grow government. I think it's real important we continue to have that conversation because it's real easy to get down in Montgomery and get the mindset you just need to spend everything that comes in. But at the end of the day, it's the people's money. We need to give it back to people through tax cuts.
Well, I mean, you're preaching pretty well right there, and the reality is, yes, especially when you're in an era of down economy, but yet budget surpluses, you have to recognize that the government needs to give something back. So, I mean, while we do applaud, I mean, I've been ecstatic about the fact that something finally got done on the grocery taxes. I've been calling for it for years, but yeah, the truth be told, we have a 4% sales tax, and there's two more cents out there that aren't even touched yet. So, I hope we can.
Yeah, we're going to get it. And I mean, like I said, we led the charge, pushed as hard as we could with all our political capital to get that, the first part done. And we're going to continue to do that to get the other 2 cents off.
Well, thank you for that. Hey, listen, you've had a running gun battle with ALDOT's John Cooper, the head of the Department of Transportation. And he's got his own additional battles down in Baldwin County with the bridge and all that. But one of the things that's really interesting, And I made the comment earlier, and I named this part of the show the politics of asphalt. It's crazy how political road building can be. And I have never seen anything like what I've seen this year with the governor not wanting a project, you calling for the project, the widening of 65, and then next thing you know, Donald Trump calls for the project, and then all of a sudden, the governor has now announced a partial widening of I-65 soon thereafter. I mean, I see the whole thing, I'm thinking, daggum, if that's not the politics of asphalt, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, I think, people talk about all the time, what role and what power does Lieutenant Governor have? You know, one of the things we certainly have, outside of presiding over the Senate and the appointments we make, which are important, is the bully pulpit and bringing awareness to an issue. And, I believe that people elected me to fight for them, to do what's right. And, I think when you're looking at asphalt, what I'm trying to do is, and just our roads and bridges in our states, take the politics out of it. And let's start, how about this? Let's do projects based on need and on what areas in our state are growing and, potentially future growth instead of, politics and, I like this person, I don't like this person. And I know that John Cooper's already going around again, threatening people, hey, if you support 65, we're going to be watching, we're going to be keeping a list. And I just think that's dangerous, right? It goes back to when you were in the Senate, I was in the House, what they did to Bill Holtzclaw, over, he put a billboard up and then they cut out, I think it was 72, if I remember right, on the road. And my point is, you know, just think, you know, Huntsville needed that project, right? You know, Gadsden has a need, and the Southside area has a need for a bridge, right?
Right.
And so, to me, let's get back to, you know, doing infrastructure based on need, and let's list out all the projects in our state based on need, traffic counts, you know, how old maybe a project is, and try to get that done instead of doing it on politics. I really think that's the right way to do it, what I'm going to advocate for.
Well, and I saw it in my district, aside from that Southside Bridge, which was always like a unicorn. The there was Highway 411 that connected Gadsden all the way up to Center in Cherokee County. And it was one of the only – Cherokee County is one of the only counties in the state without any four-lane access to an interstate. Well, there was one 10-mile stretch that had been started and then stopped because a governor and one of my predecessors got sideways. And there they were. They had already graded it out, and then they just stopped. And grass was growing over it, and it was unreal. And we were able to get that thing fired back up during the Bentley administration, and they're about to actually open it. I mean, apparently it takes, you know, like 8 years to lay asphalt. But nonetheless, they're about to open it, and it's going to be an amazing extension that's going to really bless a whole county. But that the politics is constantly a thing because people want roads, and then they have to go ask because people like John Cooper, who are not elected, they're bureaucrats, they're allowed to pick winners and losers.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's part of what's wrong with the system is, you know, John Cooper, and I've said this, has let the power go to his head. And he's not doing necessarily, in my opinion, what's best for the state. And, you know, he's sitting there, you know, just whether or not he likes someone or whether or not somebody, you know, votes the way he wants is, you know, kind of determines how he treats them in their district. And that's just not right. You know, I've talked about 65, right? Yeah. I mean, it's failed leadership in our state for many decades that we have not had that sixth lane and address the issues there. I mean, that's our main artery. I look at 8 million tourists going to the coast. You think about all the people in our state that go to the coast for vacation. You think about all the businesses that rely on that. And it's not just going to the coast. It's also in North Alabama, you know, between, you know, you take Birmingham to the state line, right? Tremendous growth there and just the bottleneck that's occurring. We've got to fix it. This shouldn't be an option of, oh, we can't do that. No, the question is, it's going to take a long time to fix that. We get that. How can we draw down federal funds? How can we leverage that? And then let's come up with a plan and start getting it done. I mean, that's what, you know, people expect elected officials to do. And so, you know, I'm going to continue to talk about, I don't really think it's the wisest use of our funds to, you know, do the project down in Southwest Alabama, right? $1.3 billion. You know, there's other parts of the state that have needs too. And spending that much money and potentially maxing out our state's credit card by borrowing money is not a wise use of our funds. And so that's frustrating.
Well, it is. And I'm going to have in a few minutes after you're off, we're going to have State Senator Chris Elliott come in. And, of course, he serves down in Baldwin County area. And they've got the major issue with the bridge. They've got the Baldwin County Toll Bridge, the Baldwin Express. And now they've got LDOT. Director Cooper has started another bridge, which kind of caught some people off guard. And the bridge company that has had rights to a toll, and granted, I'm not a big fan of tolls. Nobody is. But I get it. They built it under contract to the state with certain rights and privileges and able to, if they would build the bridge themselves, and they did. But all that to say, the thing that really caught my attention, though, Governor, is that as we were reading through the comments made by Director Cooper, he said that basically he hasn't spoken to Governor Ivey about the hundreds of millions of dollars he's committed to a bridge project. And I get the governor can't know everything. I mean, there's no reason for the governor to know every, you know, turnstile in the state. But at the same time, hundreds of millions of dollars for a major bridge? I would have thought the governor would have been apprised of some of that before he was allowed to make a decision.
Yet again, it's why I think if that's the case and, you know, Director Cooper's not talking to the governor, you know, he needs to do that. He works for the governor. He serves at the pleasure of the governor, and he should be letting the governor know, hey, this is what we're doing. These are the projects we're working on. And the governor can decide whether or not she wants to do it. But, you know, I just think his mentality and what he's done certainly not have been in the best interest of Alabama. And how he continues to want to borrow money on projects, I mean, I think it's really dangerous and could get us in a bad situation where we're leveraged on our infrastructure project and where we're not going to have the money needed to continue with the growth that we're having in our state. So we really got to watch that. I'm getting ready to put out some information on that in the next few weeks on you know, what is our budget now? You know, what is the amount of money that we have leveraged for debt? And we need to be careful that we don't just continue to, quote, max out our credit card and infrastructure. That's dangerous.
Well, I totally agree. And listen, I know you got somewhere to be. You got a meeting coming up. You squeeze us in between. But I'll just say this. When you get your new information, you want to come back on and share it. We'd be glad to hear it because we're going to be tracking this along the way, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. We just want good government, and we want to make wise decisions. And, you know, only thing I know is from the business world, and you've got to be smart with your money. And in business, you know, you can't go out and borrow money you don't have. Why should the state do that? So we got to be a little bit wiser in how we're spending our money. So we're just going to lay out that case.
Hey, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it very much.
Hey, always great to be on. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, he told me he had a 3 o'clock and he had to get off by 2:45, so I think we hit the mark, man. But we'll take a break right now. We're going to continue this conversation, the politics of asphalt. By the way, they did raise the gas tax a few years ago, and it's set to increase on you in about a month, just so you know. We'll talk about that, because apparently they've got enough money to build a bridge that the governor didn't even get apprised of. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.